Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, what if you've messed up terribly? What if you find yourself laying in the ditch and you have done stuff you never dreamed you would get so low to do? What do you want right now? You want folks talking against you? Do words matter? Even if they're said over the phone or at somebody's kitchen or at some restaurant, words are spiritual. They release things. Life or death is in the power of the tongue. Is that right?
That's right.
And when you're speaking ill of somebody and you're speaking bad over them, you are releasing spiritual force against them. It's not going to edify them. It's not going to help them. It can hurt them. There have been times in my life that, and I'm not talking about I robbed a bank or had an affair or whatever, but there's one situation I'm thinking about now. I didn't do anything wrong in this situation, but some folks said I did. And as the days and weeks and months went by, I could feel people talking against me. You could feel it. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
It's real. Can you feel these things?
Yes.
It's cumulative.
Yeah.
And especially when you get more in the eye of the public. When you hear somebody, preachers, people of God, and they're on the news, and they're on national news, even if they've blown it, pray for them, man, because the pressure of millions of people talking bad about you and talking down against you, you can feel it. And you got to be strong not to let it affect you and cause you to just want to give up and quit.
Yeah.
Well, in the midst of all this, how many understand that's ungodly?
Yeah.
Ungodly people do that.
Right.
In the midst of all this, let's say you're the one laying in the ditch.
Right.
What do you want? Come on, what do you want?
Mercy.
You want somebody.
Yes.
Somebody like a loving grandma.
Uh-huh.
That no matter what, we'll never give up on you, boy.
Yeah.
Come on, is that right?
Yeah.
We'll take you back anyway. Somebody, they're not going to tell you what you did was right. They're not going to prove everything you did. Yeah. But they still love you,
yeah,
and they are for
yes,
you.
Yes,
that's what needs to come out of our mouth,
yes,
not something that can be against them spiritually. So we need to ask ourselves, if you're going to start talking about this situation, what I'm about to say, will that help them? Is it edifying? Will it build up the person I'm talking to? Or now they're going to get to thinking about it and talking about it? They're going to tell somebody else it's all going to be negative? You're better off not bringing it up to start with.
Right.
Read the rest of this phrase, please. Let no corrupt communication. How much?
None.
Proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. A whole lot of talk. People imagine that this or that grieves the Holy Spirit. This that we're talking about right now, speaking against people, grieves the Holy Spirit. And you know it. You and I have all experienced, I mean, some of the worst grieving of the Holy Spirit that I have sensed in my own life is when I said something against somebody. I mean, there's been times, you know, you said something dumb, somebody's talking against somebody and talking bad, and you piped up and added your two cents to it. And boy, as soon as they left, oh man, oh, you felt bad in your spirit. You thought, why did I say that? I shouldn't have said that. Why? Why do you sense that grieving in you? Because the one in you, you have grieved.
Amen.
And you're sensing that. And it's time to do some serious repenting, because you're acting proud, you're acting a hypocrite, you've set yourself up as a judge, you've chosen not to love them and release words that would hurt them. How many can see? This is no small thing.
That's right.
This is serious stuff.
Yes.
It's time to repent.
Yes.
When that happens. And learn better, and next time, don't let yourself get sucked into it and pulled into it. When people are talking bad about folks, and I'm not talking about unsaved people, I'm talking about Christian people, church-going people, including your own family. You say, well, that's my family. I can talk about, No. Jesus didn't say, judge not, of course, unless it's your family. No. Just judge not. Hallelujah. And when that begins, where people are judging around you, you will feel pulled to join in. That's why it happens so much and so frequently, because they're talking about what they did and how sorry it was and how crazy it was and how stupid it was, and I can't believe they did that, and can you believe this, and you will feel pulled, and words will come to you to say. You know why? You're inspired. And it's not the Lord. It's the accuser of the brethren. You will have to be strong to not join in. Why? Because there are spiritual forces trying to pull you in. Why? This ain't got nothing to do or anything to do with the ones you're talking about. What's going on now is the enemy of your soul is trying to work a case against you. If he can get you to judge them, he can start some judgment headed your way. Can you see this? Man, this is shouting ground. We're not ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, somebody say glory to God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. Verse 31. All this goes together. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and what?
Evil
speak. What is evil speaking? It's saying bad things about people. If you're not saying good things about them, what are you saying? If you're saying something that's not kind, it's not complimentary, again and again, you're judging. Let it be put away from you with all malice. And verse 32, what? What do you do instead? What do you do instead of talk about people?
Be kind.
Be kind one to another. And what else? What's the opposite of tenderhearted?
Hard-hearted.
Well, I hope they get what's coming to them. Guess what's coming to you? Did I say it or did the Lord say it? You're going to be judged with whatever judgment you judged. Do you want them to get what's coming to them? No, because you're not against them. You're for them. Even if they've hit rock bottom, you want to see them come up. Come on, do you want? Love wants to see them come up. Love wants to see them overcome. Get free. Get restored. Be better than they ever were. And not just say it trying to be a good Christian. Love genuinely wants to see that happen for them. And so, you don't want to set anything against them. You want to send some words for them. This is one of the things your leaders can do for you if you're hooked and submitted. If you're faithful. There's numerous times, different ones in the church, things have come up. We don't say this all the time. It's not necessary, but it's part of what God does with your leaders. I've prayed for you and all kind of situations as I know them, even if I'm out on the road or in meetings or other things. And a lot of times the Lord will bring it up and speak this over them. And I'll say, they're coming out. In Jesus' name. Be strong. Be quickened. Now, what's the opposite of that? me sitting around and talking about what you did. Come on, can you see this? And well, why in the world did they do that? That's a crazy thing. And just talking about how bad it is, that's not going to help you. But instead of speaking words that are against, we can speak words that edify. Even if people don't know it, just like you could feel it if the whole country was talking against you. If that's true, then if faith and love-filled people are speaking for you. Yes. Come on, are you listening? If they're speaking for you, you can feel that too.
That's right.
In fact, that's greater and stronger than the other.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know a good minister friend of mine just recently, he said, I know you bound to felt some things a few days ago. I said, what? He said, I was speaking over you, brother. Hallelujah. And then we may not realize it, but there are times you might have been dragging a little bit, you might have been feeling a little discouraged, and all at once, you just got a fire built up under you, and you thought, all right, I can do this, you know. And what happened is greater grace came into your life. And instead of somebody speaking against you, they're speaking for you. Good things. Instead of speaking evil, they're speaking good over your life. Oh, friends, with a whole world full of negative and hate and bitter and ugly, you may be the only one in that situation that is not going the way of the world and just stand up and begin to speak. No, 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 they're coming out.
That's right.
In Jesus' name, they're coming out.
That's right.
They're coming out. Lord, I speak strength over them. I just surround them by faith with love and faith. Lord, strengthen them and quicken them in their inner man. I speak over them. They're coming out.
Yes.
They're coming out.
Yes.
Phyllis and I have done that over many of you. Many different times.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. How many think you ought to return the favor?
Yes, sir.
You ought to return the favor and do it for other people.
Right.
Particularly when you see they're going through some stuff. Don't talk bad about them. Speak good over them. Let them know at least one person is not against them.
Yes.
Get somebody for you.
Yes.
You're not without. You got somebody in your corner.
Yes.
In fact, you got more than one. You got Jesus.
Right.
Yes. Is that right? You got Jesus.
Yes.
And you got me too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Be kind one to another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. That's the opposite of judging. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.